CLX, mobile.
Morning, CLX.
How's your boat doing this morning?
Boating. Right down 85.
Doing some raining this morning.
You made it through your, I don't know what you want to call it, your review?
Made it through. Guys kind of take you weird, somebody's riding around behind you. Trying to get the guys, hey, say, hey, go over and just sit down in the passenger seat. See what he's got for sale.
Lose them in that truck.
Lose them, they have our route list, so they know where I'm going. So I don't even try, I just do my thing and don't worry about it.
Around the area?
Not too far across the state line, but so he's not too far away. We talk to him about once a month, no matter what, because he does our sales meetings. So he's the one that manages the district of people that I'm in. So, oh well, he's not too bad most of the time.
A truck?
Matco truck for I think he said 14 months, and then he was a multi-franchise Snap-on guy before that.
What was his business, I guess?
It is business. It's not that. It's just, I don't know, his personality is just, I don't know how to describe it over the radio. You just have to meet him.
Leave it to my imagination. I can make up all sorts of horrible stuff.
That guy or anything like that, he's just, I don't know, he's just, what, odd in her own way, I guess.
10-6 CLX, get in with the timer there. Yeah, we are all odd, but, whatever. Yeah, so I got plenty of time to talk this morning. I'm parked in the parking lot on 85.
How traffic on 85 was doing, but I guess that answers that question. KO4 HTX.
Kind of a normal area. If something's going to happen, it's going to happen here. It's at the 585 exit. He backs up. And Spartanburg County's got its share of drivers that like to go slow in the middle lane, back up traffic, and then pull as soon as they can to sneak in, get 20 cars ahead. And of course, there's always going to be some kind of
much traffic as there is on 85. I don't know how you could not have an accident. I mean, it's just, that road has way too much traffic on it.
Since they shut down Business 85, those bridges, the DOT can't seem to find a way to make a contract to get these guys to move and get a bridge made in less than 2 years.
The roundabout project up in Bavard, where I live, they have been through, it's either three or four different contractors to get this one roundabout built, and it has been taking every bit of 2 years, and I think we're moving into three.
I was questioning why it would take 2 years, then the first 6 months I realized, yeah, it's going to take 2 years or more. So they shut down the bridge, and then they started piling metal around for God knows what, because it's concrete. For the first 6 months, they had the bridge shut down, and basically no one working on it, just had a bunch of metal piled up.
It just seems like everything anymore is just at a different pace. I don't know if it's just us perceiving it different or if it's just really that much different. I just don't know anymore.
I mean, I don't view myself as a busy, 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 got to run, New Yorker type. But it seems like everything's out of whack, where everyone's in a different pace. There's the people that are wanting to go 90 miles an hour, and then people who want to go 10. It's like no one wants to go something in between.
Maybe we'll get it straightened out here for long, but I just don't see it happening anytime soon. But you never know. But, Mike, I am getting ready to pull into my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3s. Enjoy your boat ride there at the, down 85, and be careful. So, 7-3s. You stay safe out there.
Don't need any more T-bones of a tool truck, and have a good sales day. And I'll talk to you later, Patrick. N6BLX, I'm here for the time being.
4CRG, you got to get a radio check.
What you said, because of my location, it was in and out, N6CLX.
KQ4CRG, you got to get a radio check. Robert over here in Spartanburg, South Carolina.
TRG, KO4NUE. Name is Chandler.
Yeah, you sounded good. More quieting, good audio.
I appreciate it. Yeah, we see if it's an outside antenna. We got stuck up on the roof and working there, right? Yeah. Little magnetic truck antenna. A little handy talkie.
For you? Getting the antenna up on a little elevation makes all the difference.
Well, yeah, it beats that little rubber ducky, no doubt. I appreciate it. 73, my friend. KQ4CRG, we're back clear.
4CRG and 6CLX. Just for your info, I quickly went over to the repeater input, and I could hear you just fine over here in 85 at 585. So don't know exactly where you're at, but got a good signal here, 10-6CLX.
R, 10-0-T-R-N-D-7-J.